Number 1. Fake construction worker. The events in this story took place about 2 months ago, and I'm still not fully able to be home by myself. I live in a typical suburban neighborhood, with most of the houses being lined up pretty close to each other. New homes are still being built on most streets, and the empty lot next door to me is one of them. There were usually about 7 to 10 construction workers working at the lot next door at all times, and most of the time they didn't acknowledge us. Some would say hello or wave every once in a while, but for the most part they kept to themselves. One morning though, as I was climbing into my car around 9:30 to go to class, I was stopped by one of the construction workers. He walked over to my car and leaned in the door. The guy was short and stocky, with a bushy beard, and looked to be in his late 40s or so. I could tell even from a few feet away, he was a smoker. He had a clipboard in one hand and a walkie-talkie in the other, and wore a typical yellow construction helmet. I looked next door and only saw two other workers at the very back of the lot, but there usually was a handful there at this time in the morning. The guy just kind of stood there, awkwardly not saying anything at first. "You live here, at this house?" he asked. He sounded strangely anxious and kept glancing at the lot. I thought this was an odd question, considering he just watched me exit the house and would assumingly have watched me do this every day. I answered yes, that I did live here, and tried to close my car door as politely as I could. He gripped it, stopping me. "How noisy has it been, the construction? Is it disruptive?" he asked. He kept talking like he couldn't remember what he wanted to say. I told him that the noise didn't bother us and yanked my car door closed. He held onto it tighter and continued asking me questions. If construction materials had been left in our yard, if the crew had been littering, etc. I told him we had no complaints and asked him to move out of the way. "At what times of the day are you usually at the house?" he asked in a more assertive tone. This made me feel extremely uncomfortable, and I quickly lied that it was different every day. I finally yanked the door out of his hands and drove away. I had stopped to get some food with a friend after school, so I ended up getting home at around 6:30 that afternoon. I pulled up to an empty driveway, my brothers being at work and my parents probably still on their way home, and a pickup truck was still parked next door, which was odd. The crew never stayed this late. I didn't think much of it though and made sure to lock up when I got inside. I headed upstairs and spent the next 20 minutes on my laptop when I heard a bang downstairs. I have 3 cats who like to get into our metal garbage can, so I assumed it was one of them knocking it over again. I was halfway down the stairs when I heard a groan and someone curse underneath their breath. My heart nearly leapt into my throat. I peeked around through the railing of our stairs and saw a figure trying to force his way through my sliding glass door. There was a metal bar installed on the track of our patio door, which only allowed the door to slide less than a foot open. The figure was trying to maneuver his way through this crack in the doorway, grunting and swearing the whole time. I pulled out my phone to call the police when my phone fell out of my hands and down the stairs, crashing with each step. He froze and looked at me and began trying even harder to get into the house. I could tell right away that it was the construction worker from earlier. He was nearly halfway in when my parents pulled into our driveway. He saw the headlights and immediately wiggled his way back out, running into the woods behind my house. As you can imagine, my parents went insane. I gave a detailed description of them, who then went to the construction company and tried to identify the man. But nobody at the construction company matched the description, or even knew of someone who did. The uniform I had described did not match theirs either, and they said they specifically didn't ask neighbors questions when building homes. So this guy clearly posed as a construction worker, either intending to rob us, or worse. As of now, we still have no idea who this man was. So take this as a warning. Always ask anybody in uniform, a cop, a construction worker, an electrician, for some sort of identification before offering them information, or worse, inviting them into your home. Number 2. The Construction Site Entity. This terrifying tale is about a 29-year-old construction worker who moved to Virginia after work slowed down, where he was living in Georgia. In Virginia, he got a job on a project at the Norfolk Naval Base. This job was on a scale he wasn't used to at the time. The crew was building a 5-story building from the ground up. The work was hard, but the pay was good, and the man was grateful to have found a job. He didn't care for the foreman much, but it didn't really matter so long as he just minded his own business. About 4 months into the job, he sliced his middle finger wide open with a piece of metal. With a sliced hand, the man wasn't much use for heavy lifting, so the foreman put him on light duty until his hand had some time to heal. The man didn't mind this much at first, as he received the same pay for doing little more than sweeping, but then he started to get bored. And to curb this boredom, he began to wander the job site. He explored all the hallways, and there were a lot of them. Some didn't even have temporary lighting installed, so they were pitch black. One day he made his way up to the 4th floor, and most of the work had been finished on that level, so he found himself alone. He walked the floor, examining the space and peering down and out of the windows. All of a sudden, his ears began ringing. The sound and pitch got louder and louder until it was unbearable. He dropped to his knees and grabbed his ears, and crying out in pain, he tried to stand and barely managed to lift his head when he saw across the room someone standing at the other end, in front of the window. He cried out to this figure for help, but it made no movement. Though still in pain, the man managed to stand up and make his way over to the figure. As he got closer, he noticed this thing looked quite strange. It was huge, with a small little head disproportioned to the rest of his giant body. Its arms hung down past its waist, and it had long fingers hanging off of each hand. The man could not make out its face because the light from the window behind made him appear to be a silhouette. As he got closer to the creature, the ringing in his ears intensified. When he realized this was not a normal person, he began to back away slowly as the thing just stared back at him. When the man had almost reached the stairs to escape, the thing cocked its head like a dog, and the ringing in the man's ears reached absolute excruciation. The man fell over again, overcome by pain. When he opened his eyes, he saw the figure disappear, and as it did, the ringing was silenced. Never again did he wander this job site alone, for fear of again encountering the construction site entity. Number 3. A construction worker in Tremont, Illinois, captured this eerie photo, which shows an old woman standing in front of a window. However, she shouldn't be there due to the fact that 3 months before this picture was taken, the old woman who lived in the house passed away. After her death, the house was sold and the new owners hired the men in the picture to do some renovations. This picture was taken after they'd been working on the house for 2 days, and the house was completely vacant at the time. How in the world do you not notice such a distinct figure staring at you just mere feet away? While the story behind the picture really doesn't raise any red flags, the picture itself does. The ghost itself looks a bit too much like a person. Typically, a ghost will have a wispy, ethereal look to them, and this one looks the exact opposite. It's very possible that the figure could simply be a dummy, or it could be an actual person. However, if you think about it, we really don't know what a ghost looks like. We just assume they only look like wispy figures or mysterious floating masses, but maybe they can also be indistinguishable from real people. Thanks for listening, guys, and I hope you think twice next time you walk by a house under construction in your neighborhood. Let me know in the comments if you guys have any suggestions for any other stories. As always, please like and subscribe to my channel if you like my content, and stay spooky, my friends.